You're now listening to the Talking Pictures Podcast, broadcasting from sunny Orange County, California. Filmmaker, journalist, and film historian, Paul Booth.
Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures with Paul Booth. Thank you for joining us today. I'm going to be reviewing Quincy Rose's The Narcissist, which just hit video on demand. You can catch it on Amazon, iTunes. I don't mean to sound out of it, but there's just so many different formats now, and it's on a bunch of them. Let me pretense this. I am a fan of Quincy Rose. I'm going to just call him Quincy because I don't want to keep track of how many times I say his full name. And I know he would not expect to go by Mr. Rose. Wonderful filmmaker. We've had him on the show a few times. We reviewed his last film in the way Quincy would like it. We're going to jump into this film because it's about this film. Now, you can check it out on Facebook, The Narcissist. Just type that in at The Narcissist Movie. Let's see. Sorry, I'm so excited to be reviewing this. I'm so excited that I got to see it the other morning. And you know me, I do everything I can to not like trip over words. So The Narcissist, beautifully shot in New York City. I was reading an article this morning, 5 days. Wonderful use of location, pulling such production value. It's not important. I didn't ask. I don't know the budget of the film, but you could see this and really believe that it's a like huge budgeted movie. The synopsis on Internet Movie Database, which I always kind of have a weird thing with these synopsis because you read them and sometimes they're nothing like what you think or feel, or so just kind of take it with that. Oliver and Cassie, a couple from Brooklyn. Of course, Quincy plays Oliver. He also wrote, produced, and directed the film. And he's not a narcissistic person or director, so don't think it's one of those people who likes to make it the Quincy Rose show. So they spend the day apart, meandering New York City, each with their respective best friend, trying to decide whether or not they should stay together and renew their lease or call it quits after 5 years. Now, when I first heard this premise, because it did screen at a couple of festivals a few years back, I thought it was bleeping hilarious because I've been in a relationship. I understand how it does start to crumble around 5 years. I understand the struggles of living together. I understand all these extra decisions that just bombard you. And quite frankly, as I watched this film, I thought, I wonder what taking a day to walk around discussing it with my best friend to just get some perspective and have some laughs might have given me before things imploded. So the film does an impeccable job of observing humans and how they interact. There's you know, the woman and her best friend, and there's Oliver, Quincy, and his best friend. Quincy plays Oliver and his best friend. So it's you don't got to keep track of all these characters. What Quincy did with ties in very well into what I'm going to say about the acting, was that he used a very unique style of shooting it and the editing to where the actors really had to be on par. They really had to be, you know their lines, know their stuff, and not be relying on, I guess I'm just going to leave it at, I know some actors rely on, well, if I blew it in the close-up, I can rely on the medium shot. I'll leave it at that. It's ambitious sometimes is tied to someone who doesn't know what they're doing. And what I like about Quincy is that he acknowledges that each work is a learning and moving forward. So, you know, I feel like he could be the kind of guy who could make the next Citizen Kane, and he'd just be like, the work is what it is, and I still want to just try to do better work, and I don't need to be called Orson Welles. So that's what's really cool. And that's why when I heard about this title, I thought, this is a guest on the show who is just a very nice, genuine human being. And I really remember thinking to myself, what the heck is he going to write that's The Narcissist? I mean, like, I remember just thinking that was hilarious. Like, what could that possibly be about? Like, where does he even get the ability to understand that word other than he's a very highly intelligent guy? Stellar performances by the actors. I am sure they probably have a friendship or an attachment outside of just an open casting call, because there's a love and a passion that's in the work from everyone, not just the key players. So I always really enjoy films like that. I love when you see a film and you know that everyone was just giving their best, and it really comes through in indie films. I mean, it does come through in huge films, but then we're talking like, of course, De Niro and Pacino and do their best for Scorsese or et cetera. For this, I mean, for his third outing as a director, if I didn't hadn't had the good fortune to meet him through the show, you could have told me it was his fifth or sixth film, and I would have been like, oh, that's awesome. He's, you know, I really just admire that he's always going out on the next limb, and that he has the great perspective with this film that you see in this film. So that's why I mention it. I'm not just, you know, making this about experiencing Quincy through the show and his work, is that he has such unique dialogue. And then also too, and I'm not going to put this on him because quite frankly, I've had it with some of this PC world today. He has some lines that are just an artist and a writer being a writer. And I love that because I'm just so over, this is the opinion of me in the show, I'm so over artists holding back. So a couple of times where I knew that as a director and a writer, Quincy was just doing it, I really want to give kudos to that. And it's nothing crazy. Rare film packed with such great one-liners. And the best part of that is that a lot of one-liner films are gag films, which is fine because we all love gag films. So that's what I'm going to say is probably its best quality. Just, it's this great, I wish I knew the word, not crossroads. Anyways, I'm getting too excited. So I'm going to leave it with check out The Narcissist. You will like it, and you really need to go into it understanding that you're going to see something unique and different. It's dialogue heavy, so you don't get your car chases. Tony Stark's not going to come around the corner of New York and give Quincy a speech and then walk off. And I love Robert Downey Jr., so that's all good. So anyways, with that, we want to thank Quincy Rose Films. We want to thank Quincy for, you know, letting us check out the film and take the time to review it. And maybe we'll have some other surprises coming up in a few weeks that have to do with The Narcissist. Take care. And you know my motto, whether it's morning, afternoon, or night, make sure and watch a good movie. Heck, start out with The Narcissist. Aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Talking Pictures Podcast, real conversation and movie-induced inspiration.